morning. You're listening to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Farr. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, the chief economist with the American Institute of Architecture. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you very much.
You know, everybody's in planning mode right now with this election being over. We've seen a couple of glimmers of positive movement, especially with interest rates, and wanted to see what your take was. Why don't we talk about what the outlook is for 2025. Should start with the billing index. It was under 50 for 20 months in a row, and then last month came up and is over 50, right?
That's exactly right. And you know, I think you're exactly right with your premise, Kemp, that a lot of folks were kind of deferring decisions in until the election was over. And so now time to sort of get down to work. And the Architecture Billings Index is, I would say, exhibiting some modestly positive signs. You pointed to the first score above 50 in 20 months. Above 50 means architecture firms as a whole are reporting an increase in billings at their firms. If there's more billings, they're designing more projects, and there's going to be more construction moving forward as we get later into 2025. To put a little bit of a nuance around that, Kemp, it wasn't much above 50, but still did peak above. I'm hoping, and the signs we're looking for, is to whether this sort of modest downturn we've seen in activity at architecture firms may be bottoming out. And a little bit of confirming evidence in our most recent report on that, which is that, as you know, we also track inquiries for new projects. Those are just sort of soft leads. That was up at a good pace in our October release. So it seems like there's, you know, more potential activity out there, more folks kicking the tires and looking to see if things might move in the right direction. My concern was the third indicator that we track, which is that new design contracts, new projects coming into firms are still weak. So I think the takeaway is that there's a glimmer of hope out there, but not yet signing on the dotted line and, you know, waiting to see that conditions continue to improve, which I think they probably will.
You know, we keep close contact with the commercial contractors, the building sector, and they're telling us that their backlog has carried them this far and their business is still positive. Things have not fallen off to where they're looking for work. And their hope is that the momentum post-election will pick up enough to where they don't have a gap for when this backlog is filled and then new projects start coming in.
I think there's some basis for that, Kemp. Backlogs, I follow those for the entire construction industry. They're still up about 8 months or so, and they haven't really deteriorated much. So I think there's some hope for that. I think another piece of good news, Kemp, is that there are some folks that track commercial property values. A firm called RCA Real Capital Analytics does a good job on that. They report them monthly. And commercial property values, probably won't be surprised to hear, have been generally deteriorating for a couple of years now. Office market is weak, brick and mortar retail is weak like that. Those property values recently have bottomed out, and where you're seeing sort of 1 month change, 3 month change, pretty much flat. So it looks like we've kind of hit the bottom on property values too. Now, it doesn't make an awful lot of sense to start a new construction project if the values of those properties are heading down. Again, another piece, I think, optimistic news that maybe we've turned the corner here, or at least in the process of turning the corner.
Okay, let's shift over to the residential side. You know, in the flooring business, it's kind of a two-thirds, one-third type of relationship, and the residential business has been soft now, especially on the remodel replacement side. It's been soft for 2 years running. Again, consumer sentiment, at least those on the right side politically, are happy with the results and feeling good about where things are headed. So what's your take on the remodel activity in 25?
I think a very similar story. It has been weak, not super weak. I mean, the leading indicator for remodeling activity that we track looks like it's going to be down about 2% for 2024. So moving in the right direction, particularly for an industry that kind of thrives on 5-10% growth. The things we've talked about before are still at play. Not seeing an awful lot of existing home sales. That generates a lot of home improvement activity. Mortgage rates were heading down, and now they're kind of stalled out. They haven't moved much recently. And we still have a lot of households that are locked into their low mortgage rate, that 3.5-4% fixed rate, 30-year fixed rate mortgage that they're not inclined to cash in to move up to a nicer house. They're also not inclined to refinance that to take out cash, which is another important source for remodeling activity. They want to hold on to that. So those are kind of headwinds we're seeing. On the other hand, you know, given where house prices have gone in recent years, they've just been going gangbusters. And so, you know, there's a lot of home equity out there that households can tap into that. And they don't need to tap into it by refinancing and take out cash. They can take out a home equity line of credit. And so we're seeing those numbers really starting to pick up. You know, I've seen estimates that typical household has $350,000, $400,000 in home equity. You know, pretty easy to tap into that to do a mid-size or even a larger project. So I think there is grounds for gains there, and I think the projections are that we should start to see growth resume in this industry as we move into 2025.
So let's think about, I know it's a crystal ball question, but when do you think demand will pick up on the residential side in 25? You think we're going to have to wait till the second half of the year?
You know, I think there's still a few wild cards out there. The Fed is slated to lower rates another quarter point when it meets this month. And we'll see if they're comfortable with inflation and continue to send signals that interest rates are going to continue to go down again. I think that would help a lot. Not that there will be a lot lower immediately, but at least the sense that as we get into 2025, we'll see lower rates. And I think that'll be a positive. You know, I think this sort of meeting of the Federal Reserve Board and the signals they send out are important in terms of what the 2025 outlook is going to be.
All right. One last question. Should things improve in the second half of 25, how long do you think that positive momentum is going to last?
I think for a while. I mean, I think once we've turned the corner on these, as I call the higher headwinds, you know, once we start to get lower mortgage rates, once we start to get home sales picking up again, I think we're going to see that activity continue to ramp up. I don't see any heavy roadblocks over the next 6, 9, 12 months that are going to stop that momentum.
Okay, great, Kermit. It's good to talk to you. Appreciate you spending time with the listeners. Again, been talking to Kermit Baker, a chief economist with the American Institute of Architecture, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.